Going beyond the headlines to the deeper issues. 96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Inside Segment, where your questions and comments matter at 202-319-7810. Join the conversation.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Inside Segment. I'm Harold Fisher. How much do you really know about your finances? Do you have enough to retire on? How do you know? Well, those are just a few of the many questions you should be asking yourself starting right now. April is Financial Literacy Month, and there is no present like taking the time to get your finances together for today and the future. To help me with this is Deborah Owens, America's Wealth Coach and author of the book, A Purse of Your Own, An Easy Guide to Financial Security. If you have a question about your retirement, your finances, and how to invest now and for the future, give us a call. The doctor is in. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Hey, Deb.
Hey, Harold. The doctor's in.
That's right.
The coach is in. And you know I'm excited because this is Financial Literacy Month.
Yeah.
Finlit. It's about to get Finlit up in here.
Finlit. You like what I said? No present like taking the time
to. Yes. I mean, you have such a way with words.
Yes,
Harold.
And you have a way with money, not just your own, but with everyone else's. And that's why you're here to help people get financially literate. But there are a lot of people who still in 2019 are not. Why not?
Why not? So, you know, here's what the statistics say is that part of the reason that specifically I want to speak to African Americans have not been able to accumulate the wealth and the net worth of the majority, okay, is that lack of knowledge. And, you know, Warren Buffett, greatest investor of all time, said it best. And it's that knowledge compounds just like interest. And so when you look at the reason why so many folks are behind, it's because of that lack of knowledge, which is what we're here to talk about and why I'm so excited about Financial Literacy Month.
Okay. But how would you define, what's the working definition for being financially literate? Is it like grandma used to do, putting, you know, money in the mattress, making sure that you have funds for a rainy day? It seems to me that things have become so much more complicated now.
They are. And I'm so glad you framed it in that manner, Harold, because the truth is that back in the day, and this is not our parents' or grandparents' economy, I mean, they could work for the federal government or for a corporation for 30 years, retire, and actually get a pension check that did allow them to live the lifestyle that they had become accustomed to. Starting in 1981, the 401k was introduced. And I actually interviewed the gentleman who invented the 401k, and he thought it was going to be an and, not an or. And so what happened is all these companies shifted all the risk to the individual, you and me, workers, without us having the prerequisite knowledge to make investment decisions, to analyze stocks, to be comfortable with the financial market. So as a result, many people do the exact opposite of what they should do. In 2008, 2009, market crashes, everybody sells. That's when you should have been buying, right? You know, the market's up, everybody wants to buy. And so people often ask me, well, how do I know when to buy or when to sell? The bottom line is if you are an investor, you are in it to win it. And no one has ever in fact, Warren Buffett made a bet with a hedge fund manager and $1 million. They invested it. He went in an index, a plain vanilla index fund. The other hedge fund manager tried to actively manage it and he still beat. So he still beat the hedge fund manager's result. So the point I'm making here is we have to not be afraid. And so many of the same companies that we buy goods and services from are also good investments and are also in our mutual funds. So we just have to get more knowledgeable, understand how the financial markets work, and get it to work for us as well.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking to Deborah Owens, America's Wealth Coach, as we try to help you figure out how to invest now and for the future regarding your retirement. If you have a comment or a question, again, lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Let's talk about some foundational things before we even discuss investments. If you have a 401k or an individual retirement account, or if you have a 403b, for example, as many municipalities have, what should you do with it?
What you should optimize it, right? I'm amazed at the number of people who just kind of elect to go into the fixed funds, or now they have what are called life cycle funds, a target date funds, where you pick the date that you're going to retire. And then the investment company kind of put some in stocks, put some in bonds, put something in cash for you. But the key here is to get started. But secondly, when you look, Fidelity just did a study. The number of participants in their retirement plans with million-dollar 401ks has doubled in the last decade. And when they really looked underneath that to see, okay, what did they do that most people don't? One, they were investing almost 18% of their annual income in their retirement plan. That's number one. Number two, 70% of their investments were diversified throughout the stock mutual fund universe. And so the other thing that people need to understand is not only do you diversify in terms of the type of stocks or type of fund, right? So stock, bond, or cash. Those are different types of assets that actually have funds that invest in those different types of assets. But you also need to invest within the different types of mutual funds, right? So you might have a stock mutual fund, and then you'll have large companies, medium-sized companies, and small companies. The key is to diversify so that regardless of what the economic cycles are, because economy goes up and down, you're taking advantage of it. And I think so often what I find is people are leaving millions of dollars on the table simply because they are afraid, right? And because that money isn't working for them, compounding a higher rate of return, that $250,000 that they see when they retired, had they invested properly, could have been $500,000, $750,000, or $1 million. The key is, right, understanding what's in your plan and making sure that you're investing in the best that you can within that plan.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Of course, this is Financial Literacy Month, and we're trying to provide you with information regarding investments now and for the future. Let's go to Kiana. Kiana calling from D.C. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Kiana, are you there? Give me a call back if you can. Let us talk to James. James calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, James. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi. I'm going to retire. I'm able to retire in 1 year, and I am totally illiterate on this. I'm with the federal government. I'm at the post office. I have a C, a G, and an F fund. I'm saving most in the G fund because it's safest. But what should I be checking for to make sure I'm kind of set?
Well, you know, first of all, so let me just...
Let's talk about what he's talking about.
Yes.
CGF.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Okay,
what
so
that
what he's
is.
Talking about, yeah, is the federal government has what's called a thrift savings plan. And within that,
correct,
plan, they have different types of funds. So the F fund is their fixed income fund, right? The G fund is a guaranteed fund that works sort of like a CD, and it goes up and down with interest rates. You have a C fund that is their large cap fund, an S fund that is their small cap fund, and then there's an I fund that's an international fund. Well, the other things that the feds did introduce is what I call life cycle funds. But here's, I just want to give you very briefly, do you know if you can afford to retire?
Yes, but I'm still going to get a part-time job just to have spending money, but yes.
Okay, so typically, so are you in just the thrift plan, or do you get a pension benefit as well? Are you under the new or the old civil service plan?
I'm under the new. I'm under FERS.
You're under the FERS. So, you know, rule of thumb, I want everybody to listen to this, too, is that your goal at retirement should be to have at least 10 times your annual income saved. And so that means if you make $50,000, you should have $500,000 in a retirement fund. If you make $100,000, you should have $1 million in a retirement fund. You know, that's sort of a rule of thumb. And by the way, for folks who are listening to this, who are wondering, you're writing stuff down that I'm talking about, I really want to direct you to my website, DeborahOwens.com. And I've put together a Financial Literacy Month bundle that's completely free. All you have to do is go to DeborahOwens.com/WealthyU Bonus. WealthyU Bonus. And in that, I have a great training around these topics that'll give you some of the rule of thumbs that I'm talking about, James. So I hope that was helpful.
And real quick, James, thank you so much. Real quick, you got something coming up tomorrow?
Okay. Well, it's coming up on April the 13th. I have an all-day event.
Okay.
It's the Wealthy You Financial Resilience Retreat. If you go to my website, just DeborahOwens.com, we still have some seats available. It's at the National Harbor at the AC Hotel. So if you really want to dig deep and learn about investing, that would be a great way to learn as well.
Okay. Thank you so much, James, for your phone call. Lamont calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Lamont. What's on your mind?
Yes. Hi. Good evening, everyone. I'm actually at work, and I have like a combination of two questions. I wanted to know if Ms. Deborah had a number that she could be reached off the air. And also, I finally landed into the particular job that I'm going to, you know, retire in, I'm assuming. And prior to that, I have like a combination of like three or four different 401ks. So what would her advice be to, you know, with to do with those?
That's a great question, because a lot of people are moving jobs. So to answer the first question, the number to reach Wealthy You at is 240-583-1686. That's 240-583-1686. And if you want to just get a 30-minute session, you can just go to my website and you can sign up for a discovery session for whatever is available on the calendar. So those are two ways.
Should he blend, if he has three, one from one job, one from another job, and one from the job that he's currently working in, should he combine them?
So good question, right? So the benefit of rolling over an IRA, so anybody listening to this, right? So you've got this money at this other employer, and typically you're limited in terms of the types of investments that they allow you to do. So what you would do if you have these funds is pick another provider, and I'll be very candid about the ones that I like. I like Fidelity, I like Vanguard, and I like T. Rowe Price, right? And so those three have a plethora or a lot of funds that you can now diversify into and not be limited to just the funds that are with your employer. However, I'm going to put a caveat on that, because sometimes employers get special benefits and their fees can be a little bit lower. So you want to do your research. But yes, you can roll those funds over. You'll know where they're at, diversify them at. And I would say go on the websites of all of the companies that I just mentioned.
Okay. Thank you so much, Lamont, for your phone call, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking with Deborah Owens, America's wealth coach and author of the book, A Purse of Your Own, An Easy Guide to Financial Security. This is Financial Literacy Month, and we are talking about getting you to invest not only now, but for your future. How to handle your money as you begin to look at retirement. If you have a comment or a question, please give us a call again at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. If you're having difficulty getting through, please keep calling. We promise we will take your phone calls even after 7:30, answer answering as many phone calls as we can as we switch over to Sirius XM channel 141. So please stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on WHUR. We will continue with this conversation on Sirius XM channel 141 in just a few seconds.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 142, HBCU and SiriusXM Channel 141, HUR Voices, Washington.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. April is Financial Literacy Month, and there is no present like taking the time to get your finances together for today and the future. My guest is Deborah Owens, America's Wealth Coach and author of the book, A Purse of Your Own, An Easy Guide to Financial Security. And by the way, even if you don't carry a purse, there's some good information in that book.
There is, but I have another book too.
And a wallet.
I have Nickel and Dime Your Way to Wealth.
Oh, okay.
But yeah,
that one's for the men.
And by the way, yeah,
a handbag for your own and Nickel and Diamond the Brothers. There you go.
No, but I tell you, it's my bestseller, and it's because it's a true story about a parking attendant who never made more than $12 an hour and now has a $1 million portfolio. And so the whole point of that is if he can do it, you can do it too. The other thing I want to say in that bonus, Financial Literacy Month bonus, that book can be downloaded for free. So
okay.
I want to make sure that folks aren't just wondering, what do I do next? That you do have some things that you can just start, right? And that's what I found with so many of us. We're living in the land of regret, right? Like 20 years ago, if I had done this, 30 years ago, if I had done this. And what I would say is that I have seen folks in Wealthy You who would go from zero to 70K in 3 years,
mm-hmm.
double their retirement in 5 years. So I'm not going to say this is easy. It does take discipline. And literally what they did was just start and then start increasing as well. So if you're putting in 5% and when your employer increase it to 6, if you're putting 6, go to 7. And before you know it, in a few years, you're now putting away, 10, 15% into your employer sponsored plan. And that is how you win this game.
Let me go to Terry. Terry calling from Baltimore. Terry, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Good evening. I have a two-part question. I'll try to make it brief. I'm in my 50s right now, and I have money set aside in my 401k and also a IRA and things like that. So at my age, I'm always trying to look at economic indicators. There's always been talk about, possible recessions within the next 12 months to 18 months. So I'm concerned about preserving my principal, because at my age, I don't need to take a lot of risk. I want to protect my principal. So I'd like to know about, what I can do in that case. And then secondly, I just want to ask, ETF, electronic trading fund.
You're breaking up. He was asking about ETFs.
I understood what he said. So the first thing is, yes, could there be a recession? Well, we've been saying that for the past 4 years. What I would say to anyone that's listening to this program is you've got to diversify so that in the event we do have a downturn, all of your eggs aren't in one basket. But I would really caution anyone who thinks they can time the market like, well, I think the market's going to go down. And so I'm going to go into bonds. And then, when the market goes back up, I'll go back in consistently. And that's one of the things I'm going to be teaching at this workshop on Saturday, is that what you will see is no one's been able to time the market, but over time, if you pick an asset allocation or put stocks, bonds, and cash in an area, whether you want to be moderate or aggressive, and keep that stance and continue to put money in, that's really how you win the game. It's not trying to time it.
Okay, and he was talking about ETFs, for those who aren't familiar.
Yeah, so ETFs are exchange-traded funds. So just think of that they're mutual funds that trade like stocks. So mutual funds typically are priced at the end of the day, whereas exchange-traded funds are traded throughout the day. And the way the fees are structured are a little different. So what you want to be careful of with exchange-traded funds, that you're not incurring a bunch of transaction fees, right? Because when you go into a mutual fund, typically, you know, you may pay a sales charge, but Fidelity just eliminated all of their fees on most of their funds. And so there are all kinds of ways for you to avoid fees. And probably the simplest method of investing that has proven to work well over time is just going into plain vanilla index funds that are basically, they buy whatever's in a large cap index like the S&P 500 or mid cap and keep it going.
Large companies,
large
small
capitalization.
Companies.
That's yeah. right. Small companies, mm-hmm. large companies, medium sized companies, go into an index fund. And I think you're better served taking that approach.
Terry, thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Let's talk to Donna calling from Clinton. Hey, Donna, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, yes. Okay, so here's the scenario. A government employee under FERS saving in the TXP, and then they have the traditional TXP, and then they have the Roth. Which is the better in investing in Roth? And can you explain how Roth is better, if it is better than the traditional? Thank you.
Oh, that's a great question.
And what is she talking about?
Okay, so she's talking about the fact that the TSP, right, Thrift Savings Plan, which is a government-defined contribution plan or the government's 401k that they call it a 457. And so she has the choice of going into a traditional, which allows you to deduct the contributions that you're making off of your taxes, so you pay less in taxes. Now, put the money in that plan, it grows tax deferred. When you take it out, you're going to be taxed, right? Whereas now they have a 401k Roth, and what a Roth account does is you put money in, you don't get a deduction in the front end, money accrues tax-free, but when you take it out, there are no taxes due on it. So it started with the IRA. Now many companies are electing to do that with their defined contribution plans or their retirement plans. So which one should you do depends. It depends on how much income you make, how much, and so there are a number of calculators out there that will tell you based on your income and how much you're contributing, which one would be in your favor. One of my favorite websites is called bankrate.com. Go to their calculators, and they have a Roth IRA calculator that will help you to determine which is going to be best for you.
Okay. Thank you so much, Donna. Beverly calling from Maryland. Thanks for calling, Beverly. What's on your mind?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, go right ahead.
Okay. I have two questions, and I'll try to be as quick as possible. Number one is, I'm already retired, been retired for 6 years, retired from the federal government. I have a thrift savings plan, TSP. I haven't taken any money out since retirement. It's sitting there. I have all of it in the G account. And I was wondering, I think I can leave that in there to age 72, but I can't add to it. But what I can do is manipulate it. Like I can put like,
Beverly, let me stop you. You said you had two questions. What are your questions?
So let me.
Because I don't know what she's asking.
Okay.
Yeah, so what are you asking?
Okay. I think I have a good idea. Can I take a stab at it? So you're wondering now that you're retired, what should you do with those funds? And it doesn't sound like you needed them because you haven't taken anything out of it. Well, yeah, you could still move those funds around. Throughout the different funds that are in there, different types of funds. The other question that you had was, you can leave it in there until you're 72. No, you really can leave it in there. You have to start withdrawing from it when, you're 70 and a half, right? So you have to start making what are called minimum required distributions. But you can continue to be in that plan while you're retired.
Oh, okay. All righty. Yes,
yeah,
ma'am.
Yeah,
so you think I could take the risk?
Well, I mean, it depends. You're probably earning 3% in that fund, but you're already retired. So I think you need to get a little bit more knowledgeable about what those options are. But that's one of the reasons money doesn't grow is because it's in a very a fixed account that's not earning a lot. So a lot of that is going to when you need that money, when you take from that money, when you're going to need to take that money out will determine whether or not you can invest it. And typically, if you're not going to need that money for 7 to 10 years, then you can't afford to maybe put some of it. But again, get more education, get more information. I really want to encourage you to take advantage of the financial fundamentals packet that I have, bonus that I have at my website, DeborahOwens.com/, just remember, Wealthy You Bonus, in order to get to the bonus page. And also, my office number is 240-583-1686. You can also go to the website, DeborahOwens.com, and get on a calendar just to have a call.
Okay. Beverly, thank you so much for your phone call. I appreciate it. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Chester calling from Virginia. Thanks for calling, Chester. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to get the phone number that she gave the other caller.
Well, Chester, let me say, all of the information that we've discussed will be on our website on WHUR.com tonight after 9 o'clock. But go ahead and give it, Deb, real quick.
Okay, so the office number is 240-583-1686. You can go to DeborahOwens.com, go to the Contact Us. So anybody that's listening to this, if you're like, okay, you're in the car, because I know that's where a lot of people listen to the radio. Mm-hmm. I mean, just remember my name, DeborahOwens.com, Google it, because I'm an open book, and you'll get to the website, and you'll have access to all this information.
Chester, thank you so much for your phone call. One of the things that has made itself available, and I speak in the sense of information, is that more people, particularly African American investors, are looking into buying individual stock. And we have seen since around 2015 through 2017, the stock market skyrocketing. It has taken a bit of a dip of late because a lot of folks, for example, that were looking at their retirement accounts saw the percentages skyrocket, the amounts skyrocket. But those who want to invest in stock, you made a comment earlier about when, but I think a lot of people are also concerned about what.
What? That's a great question, right? So how do you figure out what to invest in? You need to know how to analyze and research stocks. And so, you know, a company manages its finances the same way you manage yours, right? And what makes a stock go up is the company's ability to make a profit, grow that profit year over year, and not get into debt, right? So just in terms of analyzing a company, I want to encourage people. What I have found at Wealthy You is the people who are most successful at investing invest in their discipline, right? So if I'm in technology, I already have some insight around technology and technology stocks and the suppliers that we're using. If I'm in healthcare, I'm a nurse, for instance. One of our students is a nurse, and she started investing in some of those cancer drugs of the companies that were making those cancer drugs. And the other thing I want to say too, is that many people are working for companies and they have employee stock options programs that allow them to invest in their company stock, and they get to invest at a discount, typically around 15%. So you're already making a profit. So I would say that would be one of the first places to start. Now let's talk about the market though. You mentioned something about from 2015 to 2018. Now since 2011, basically what we've seen are 8 years of gains. Have we seen some volatility in there? Yes, we have. Last year was really, really tough. And if you looked at your retirement statements, what you probably saw was that your mutual funds, on average, were about down about 10% for the year. But what I want people to start doing is to start having what I call a wealthy outlook, and that's look at long term, right? Long term. In order for you to really build wealth, what you have to be willing to do is allow your money to go up and down, because you don't lose anything until you sell. And in fact, when the market goes down, that is when you need to be investing more. So for so many people who are in their retirement plans, they're investing, you know, every other week from their paycheck. When the market goes down, your stocks are on sale. Right. Now, provided you don't need to access that money for your needs, any money that you need within the next 5-7 years shouldn't be in the market at all.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tina calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Tina. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm calling. I'm hoping that I can get this question answered about rebuilding your wealth after a divorce. I had a very nasty, long, drawn-out divorce where I've pretty much gone through all my savings, had to liquidate my through savings plan, almost liquidated all of my children's 529 accounts for college.
How old are you, Tina?
I am 55.
Okay, go ahead.
And I am panic-stricken because I left the marriage with little assets. My ex-husband left with plenty of assets and a disability check that he's still drawing upon. And so I am trying to rebuild what I've lost, but I'm struggling with where to start. I'm not working yet. I want to get back out there and get started, but I'm torn between looking at franchises or just going back out and getting back into the regular job market.
That's good. Yeah. That's
a
good.
Really good question.
Those are good questions. So let me just say this. I'm going to invite you to go to my website, DeborahOwens.com, because you're going to really relate to Sylvia. Went through the same thing, a divorce, foreclosure, you name it. And within 7 years, she was back on track and, in fact, just retired. So here's the deal.
Wow.
Cash flow solves all problems, right? So for you, the bottom line is the fastest path to cash, right? So, yes, you need to get back in that workforce. I think franchises, a little risky, right? Okay. Although, I mean, in a former life, I was a consultant, and so I know about valuation of businesses, okay? So I would say the people that do the best actually work for a franchise owner to determine if that really is a good business model for them. So that might be a strategy for you. But the key is start earning some income and start investing now. And I don't care how much it is. I don't care if it's $100 a month, $200 a month. Whatever you can begin to generate and then invest that, because you're 55. So is it too late? No, but you're running out of time.
Okay.
When I do invest, should I look at mutual funds or index funds?
Well, index funds are mutual funds. So what I'm going to invite you to do is, A, go to my website, DeborahOwens.com/WealthyYouBonus. Okay? Go there. Get some of those, because I've got trainings around the market, how the market works, and investing. And you can also schedule just a discovery call with me to talk about, you know, what might be an avenue for you to do what I call make this setback a comeback.
Okay.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
I appreciate
your call.
Good
luck to you, Tina. Thank you so much. Let's talk a little bit about attitudes, because often that is the biggest hurdle for people who may have access to retirement accounts, but they also have, like Tina, access to children and keeping a roof over their heads and feeding families and that kind of thing. And a lot of people will argue, I need all of my money now. How do you get them to understand the later, the future beyond the needs of now?
Well, you know what? That's a great question, because the whole focus of Wealthy You and why I'm not a fight. So I need to let people know Wealthy You is not a financial services company that sells products of investments, right? Wealthy You, I left the financial services industry. I thought I could just write books and do conferences and people would get it. But what I found was that people, for whatever reason, did not get the basic knowledge that they needed. So as a result, when I wrote the book, A Purse of Your Own, I identified the attitudes, beliefs, and behaviors of financially successful people. And so the first thing that people have to do is change almost their identity around money. And what that requires is for you to be look at the long-term implications of the actions you make today, right? And so how do you make that shift, Harold? You make it by saying, by determining, it's 10 years from now, what do I want to happen? How do I want to be living? Where do I want to be living? How much money am I going to need? And then you work your way back, right? And once you work your way back, then you can begin to see, okay, I got to sow this. If I want to be there in the future, then I got to plant this seed today so that it can bloom in the future. And so that's really changing those attitudes and beliefs. Some people are walking around with what I call a poverty mindset, and you can have that. You could be making $200,000 a year, but if you've got a poverty mindset.
What is that?
A poverty mindset is a day-to-day mentality where you feel like as long as you can get by through the next week or the next day or the next week, pay all your bills, doesn't matter if you have anything left over because eventually you'll find something else. Okay, so that is a poverty mindset. It's day-to-day thinking, whereas a wealthy mindset is thinking more in terms of the next decade and generations to come. So when you begin to make decisions around your money, about how your spending of that resource is going to be impacted, you make different decisions.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Terry calling from D.C. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Is this Jerry? Jerry is on.
Oh, it's Jerry. Go right ahead, please. Go ahead.
I have pretty much just piggybacking off with another gentleman. Question was, I have multiple retirements in the federal, central pension union, and private sector, as well as the district. And in 2 years, I'll be retiring, and I'm not knowledgeable at all about any of them. However, I invested all of my majority of my funds in the thrift savings in the federal at that federal job that I'm holding.
So, Jerry, what's your question?
Well, is there anywhere I can go for financial guidance and assistance to educate me on, you know, Where to put all of my monies, you know, that I have saved and or actually invested in the retirement plans and CDs, and it's spread all over the place.
Well, it sounds like it. So a couple of things. Let me just acknowledge this, anybody listening to this. I mean, Jerry's not alone. I mean, no one ever got the prerequisite knowledge. And so let's talk about advisors and the different types of advisors. So you have different types of advisors. They have different names: certified financial planners, financial advisors, financial consultants, stockbrokers. What is key, though, when I put myself in your place, Jerry, is that whoever you deal with, that you feel comfortable with them. Okay, so a couple of resources I want to give you. Go to CFP.org, and on Certified Financial Planners, typically they have been through a very rigorous process. And in order to have that Certified Financial Planner designation, you know that they have a solid base of knowledge. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter if you have a CFP behind your name if you don't trust the person, right? So what I would say, go on that site, interview a few people. Now, if you have a specific type of certified financial planner, another site that I'd like to give out is the African American Association of financial advisors. So they're called Quad A, and it's an organization of African-American financial advisors. They're not all CFP. And so the question I would ask any advisor is, how do you get paid? How are you compensated? And what kind of fees am I going to pay? And lastly, I would say, Jerry, I don't advise. I coach and teach people how. So if you would like to have a preliminary conversation around how you can build your financial acumen, because I think that's critical, please feel free to go to my website, DeborahOwens.com.
But what about the companies, for example, that are managing his funds right now? Because, like you said, you know, he says he has all kinds of retirement accounts. I would imagine.
What about them, Harold?
Yeah, so
right?
Call them? For example.
So here this gentleman has said all these assets at these different, and no one has reached out to him. I mean, to me, I just find that appalling.
Well,
right?
let me say this about
okay.
that. They may have, but historically, and this much you know, I got an email today from one of my retirement accounts.
Mm-hmm.
And anecdotally speaking, a lot of the people that I speak to, they may reach out, but they don't reach back. And I think that goes back to the attitude as well.
That's good. That's
so
good.
I think it's important to also say that, and if you have a, you may, for example, I have an IRA, but I also have a 403B, but I also have a pension. Okay. And my IRA is with one company that I speak to regularly. Okay. And so in addition to all of the other resources that you mentioned, depending on the company, and again, it's got to be a company that you trust.
Totally.
And if they have your money, you are trusting them, whether you know it or not.
And this is true. But I think that, so a couple of things too, and you bring up some very good points, Harold, is that many times your organizations, they're giving all kinds of seminars and workshops, and you can go online and they have financial education seminars and workshops. So I really want to encourage you to go to whatever your provider's website is and see what kind of financial educational resources they have. But typically, so this is all I'm going to say. Every day, a woman or a person of color reaches out to a financial services organization, and because either their perception, real or imagined, is they don't have enough assets, many times they don't get that personal, to your point, reach back and concern, right? So what I want to convey to everyone in, you know, who's listening to this program is that the best investment you can make is in increasing your financial acumen and your knowledge, so that when something is proposed to you, you know whether or not that is a good fit and whether someone has your best interest at heart.
You know what this sounds like, and I think this is really applicable to Jerry. We often talk on this program about when you go to see your doctor being the best advocate for your health. And so for your finances, there are things that you need to know about the health of your finances, and you need to be an advocate. And certainly if you don't get the comfortable answer, the understandable answer from investment expert A, then you go to expert B until you find. And I think to that final point, just because you don't think you have enough, you know, assets, you may have $100,000. $100,000 is still green.
Oh, totally.
Let me
be perfectly clear. The way the investment industry, of which, you know, I was a former VP of a very large organization, the way the companies are structured now, if you don't have at least, right, 250,
right,
500, or whatever, you will not get that personal service. And that's not to degrade any financial advisors. That is simply the way the structure is set up.
But I say that to say that there will be a company, a person, who will take the time whether you have $250,000 or not, that will say, look, this is what you can do. And you, but you have, like you said, Deb, you have to find.
Yeah, but, but I also, and here's the point I'm making is you need to have a basic foundational knowledge, mm-hmm. right, of how the financial markets work. I really want to make sure that people, that we give them resources, right? So go to my website, DeborahOwens.com/WealthyYouBonus and get a host of resources, books, Nickel and Dime Your Way to Wealth, give you a basic knowledge of investing, workshops, and so on. So,
Jerry, yes. Good luck to you, and thank you so much. And as always, the information that we've been discussing will be on our website on WHUR.com. That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Tuesday, April 2nd. I'm Harold Fisher. You can tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Now, stay tuned for The Connection. Good night.